When did you come to New York? Did, c'est le passé. When did you come to New York? À vous de répondre. Bien sûr, puisque la question est posée au passé, votre réponse sera aussi au passé. Inventons votre réponse. I came to New York 4 years ago. Je suis arrivée à New York il y a 4 ans. I came to New York 4 years ago. Autre question typique. Where do you work? Où travaillez-vous? À vous de répondre. Peut-être travaillez-vous même dans une autre ville. Where do you work? Autre question fondamentale que tout le monde pose. Where are you from? D'où venez-vous? Where are you from? Autre question générale. Where do you live? Où vivez-vous? Où habitez-vous? Il y a plusieurs possibilités, telles que dans notre situation ici avec Martin Lerner. Ou bien vous habitez la ville. I live in the city. Ou bien la campagne. I live in the country. Et plus précisément, à la campagne, sur une ferme. I live on a farm. Bien sûr, à tout cela, vous pouvez ajouter I live in a village. I live in a town. Une petite ville. Et ainsi de suite. Après avoir répondu aux questions « Where do you live ?» Plus de précision. « Do you live in the city ?» Vivez-vous en ville. « Do you live in the country ?» Habitez-vous à la campagne. « Do you live on a farm ?» Habitez-vous dans une ferme. Au passé, au cas où vous auriez déménagé. Did you live in the city? Did you live in the country? Did you live on a farm when you were a little boy? Viviez-vous sur une ferme lorsque vous étiez petit? Did you live on a farm? Did you live in the city? Did you live in the country? Autre question générale. Are you married? Êtes-vous marié? How many children do you have? Combien d'enfants avez-vous? How many children do you have? Do you have any brothers? Avez-vous des frères? Do you have any sisters? Avez-vous des sœurs? Do you have? Avez-vous? How old is your daughter? Question que demande Martin Lerner au gardien de zoo. How old is your daughter? Quel âge a votre fille? How old is your son? Quel âge a votre fils? Autre question générale. Did you study at the university? Avez-vous étudié à l'université? Ou avez-vous fait des études universitaires? Did you study at the university? Ce sont toutes des questions générales qui cherchent à expliquer une personne. une personne que vous rencontrez pour la première fois. Michel Joseph, à la Voix de l'Amérique, you have just heard the first part of lesson number 52. Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de cette leçon numéro 52. Cette leçon a servi de révision. Les révisions sont essentielles à notre progrès. Nous continuerons dans quelques instants et restez à l'écoute. We'll be back in a moment, so stay with us. Welcome back to lesson number 52 of English USA. Nous retrouvons aujourd'hui Martin Lerner au zoo de New York. Il bavarde avec un gardien de zoo, a zookeeper. Nous allons continuer nos révisions, le vocabulaire et les expressions déjà entendues au cours de leçons précédentes.
I like this place. It's very beautiful.
I like it too. It's like the country.
But it's in the city. Horst, the zoo is old. Are some parts new?
Oh, yes. We move animals, we repair buildings, we plant trees and flowers.
It's hard work.
It's nice work.
And people like the zoo. What time do you come to work?
I come early in the morning. There is always a doctor here. I go home at 4:00.
What time does your wife come to work?
She studies the animals. Sometimes she comes early. Sometimes she comes late. She's over there now.
Where?
See those people under the tree? They're talking.
Yes, I see. Which one is your wife?
She's very tall.
Does she have black hair?
Yes, she does. She's wearing a green shirt and brown pants.
Who are those people with her?
I think they are teachers.
I don't see any animals with them. Where are the animals?
My wife is talking about the animals. Then they will visit them. Excuse me. I want to talk to my wife. I'm going to meet you in a minute.
That's fine. Can I get a cup of coffee?
Yes, that's good. I'm going to meet you there. Walk straight ahead. Thanks. Did you have some coffee?
Yes. Do you want some?
No, thanks.
Do you buy animals?
Yes, we buy some animals. I don't buy them, but other people here buy the animals. We buy from other zoos. Many of our animals are born here. Their parents were born here. Sometimes their grandparents were born here.
Are zoos important?
I think so.
Why?
First, we are saving some animals.
What do you mean?
There are too many people. We don't have enough animals. We put some animals in zoos to save them.
Anything else?
Some people can't travel far. Do you travel a lot?
Yes, I do.
Some people can't travel, but all the people in New York can come to this zoo. They can have a wonderful day in the zoo. They can see interesting animals. They can be outside. They can go from the city to the country.
Thank you. Nous avons revu aujourd'hui des expressions et des mots courants. Essayons maintenant de répondre